Babysit him.
Good morning. Thank you, Todd, for leading us this morning. It is good to see all of you here and to welcome you back from spring break. We are especially glad to have not only students here today, but many members of the Booster Club and friends from the community. We welcome you and are glad that you're here as part of this celebration. Our time today is to honor the excellence of Union University Lady Bulldogs. The first core value at Union University talks about being excellence-driven, and the second one talks about being Christ-centered. And this team exemplifies Christ-centered excellence from the coaches to the managers to the trainers to the players, and we appreciate who they are, what they stand for on the court and off in the classroom, on this campus and around this community. It's my privilege today to introduce them to you and then to ask Coach Campbell to come and to say a word. He is officially our speaker in chapel today. And then Coach Campbell and Coach Blackstock have a presentation to make to the university. Would you join me, please, as we introduce these members and those who have supported the 2005 NAIA National Championship team, beginning with the trainers, Leanne Simmons, Amy McCutcheon, and Ashley Odom. Please come and stand here. Managers, Stephanie Schofield and Joanna Vaughn. Two redshirt members of this year's team, Latoya Fuller and Josephine Owino. Then the members of this year's national championship team, a freshman, Crystal Eason. All NAIA tournament member, Meredith Richardson. Tiffany Fisher. Continuing the great Bradford tradition at Union, Jennifer Henson. Peggy McCain. Natanya Smith. Whitney Tate. Ina Daniels, who hit two key free throws of coming down the stretch, is not back from Massachusetts yet, but we will pass along your congratulations to her. This year's team had great senior leadership, and without their leadership on the team and on this campus, they would not have accomplished what they did. We are indeed thankful for the senior leadership on this team that included Molly York, if I don't think to be, there's Molly. Laura Mitchell. The winner of this year's Hustle Award, Monica Elliott. And the NAIA Player of the Year, Stephanie Clark. We were privileged to have as our sponsor for this year's tournament a wonderful friend in this community, Bancorp South, led by Gary Grisham, and I think Susan Grisham was here today. Susan, would you please stand? We thank you. Susan and Gary served as our honorary coaches for this year's tournament, and this year's coaching staff, Coach Tanya Tuggles, Coach Katie Woodruff, please join me in welcoming and congratulating the NAIA National Coach of the Year, Coach Mark Campbell.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Thanks. Really appreciate all y'all being here. Before we get started, I just want to thank my wife, Molly. Stand up. Most of you don't know this because you're not married, but being able to come home every night to your favorite person is the most awesome gift God can give you on earth, and it's great to be able to come home to her every night and the kids, no matter what's going on with our basketball team and what's going on outside of it. But I would like my four seniors just to come stand up next to me real quick. I write the girls a letter to start each season in August, explaining what my goals are and talking about some things we're going to be going through over the next 7 months. And it's a seven-month process, and it's a life of a team every year, and it's a different team every year. And that new life is going to start in a couple weeks for next year. But the one thing I said about these four young ladies up here is they're the most unselfish people that I have in leadership that I've had as a coach. And for the foundation of our team this year, that was going to be very important. And looking at each one of them, as I can look up and see what's happened this year, I think the foundation of their hearts being unselfish. People talk to you all the time about being unselfish and how important that is, but being able to act it out is a totally different thing. And they've acted it out all year. They cheer for each other. I can name circumstance after circumstance that happened this year, especially after Christmas when we had some times where they weren't much fun sometimes. We had team meetings where people are crying and talking about all kinds of stuff, and then we leave frustrated. And then to end up the way it did, winning, to be able to look at the foundation, and it's always your leadership. And so I would like to give them another round of applause because they are so unselfish, and out of all the characteristics of Jesus, that's the one thing that sticks out to me over and over again, and they demonstrated that to our team this year. Thanks. I also want to thank Coach Woodruff. Coach Woodruff, stand up. One of the things when I was looking for an assistant coach that I wanted was someone who was a woman, first of all, and second, had a heart for mentoring young ladies. And whether they appreciate it now, I know they're going to appreciate it later, how much she cares for them and how much she prays for them on a daily basis, making sure that she's keeping in touch with them, aware of what's going on in their lives. And I appreciate all you do behind the scenes that nobody else sees, because you do things that really matter. You know, basketball is just a short time period, and I can look at you right now and say basketball is not very important in the scheme of life. But the things she does, caring about them spiritually and things off the floor and planting seeds, are the things that are going to really matter. So I really appreciate what you do. Tanya, stand up. This is about 10 years you've been here, Tanya? I think it's the seventh year Tanya's been here, and if you know anything about Tanya, the word that comes to mind is heart. And she gives everything she has and everything she does. And I just want to appreciate all the stuff I make you do, from going to get my mail every day to all the little things that nobody else sees. I want you to know how much I appreciate how hard you've worked and what a joy it's been to watch you mature and grow up, not as a lady, but as a coach you're going to be. So I just appreciate you as well. Coach Blackstock, Dr. Dockery, I really appreciate the opportunity we have as coaches to work in a place that allows us to be as successful as we possibly can be. A lot of that's what's right here in this room, is that we have an atmosphere that surrounds basketball in West Tennessee that is unlike anywhere else. In the national tournament, we get a game tape of our previous opponent's last game. And when anybody watches our last game, there is 3,000 people in the stands. You can't even see. People are standing up the whole time. And every coach that gets our tape as they're preparing for us says, I wish I coached in West Tennessee, because of how much they love women's basketball and they love basketball in general. So I appreciate the support you give us all year. The end of the year was awesome. Y'all coming to games. Our boosters are awesome. They come to every single game. And every time I have a coach, one of my best friends is Russ Davis at Vanguard. He comes here every time. He says, I love your fans, because they show up every single night. Good or bad, you might be doing things bad, they're complaining, and they care enough that they're there every night, and that's what matters. So I appreciate the opportunity to coach at Union University, where we get to talk about faith and be able to have an idea of winning a national championship every year, because it's Dr. Dockery said the thing right. We're about excellence, and the opportunity to achieve that every year is great. Lastly, I want to thank Coach Turner. Coach Turner? Yeah, Coach Turner is my friend, and Coach Turner has been a great friend to me this year. He's taught me a ton about life and basketball, and I just want to thank you for that. It's been a great year for you and me, too, so I appreciate it. This is an awesome place to work. This is an awesome time for our team. I'm so glad they get to enjoy it, and the best part about it for me is to sit back and watch them enjoy it, because this is, one of those special things in life. It's a human joy, as my wife's been telling me, that's in Psalms 128, and it's been a great human joy. And we all know things of eternal value are a lot more important, but this is a way for us to plant seeds as basketball coaches, and it's a great opportunity to do it. This has been an awesome year. I appreciate all y'all being here. I'm just blessed to be a part of it. Coach Blackstock, would you come up? We can hand it off to Dr. Dockery and present some of these awards. Thank y'all.
Looks like we're presenting this to Dr. Dockery this morning, doesn't it? And we are, as our university leader. But even more so than that, whether you were able to be here or not, you knew these games were going on. This is your team. And when you talk about these tournaments, we won, because you are one and a part of this team, and very important. So, Dr. Dockery, this morning on behalf of the athletic department, the girls basketball team, and Coach Campbell, and all of the players, and especially to the student body, we make this presentation, the National Championship Award for 2005.
Last people I want to say something about, I want every guy that practiced against us this year to stand up. Every guy that practiced against us in practice, give them a hand, because they make us a lot better. I appreciate you guys coming out. Jared, you made us about as frustrated as I possibly can be as a coach in practice, but I really believe it helped our girls in the end. So I appreciate all y'all coming out and doing that and getting beaten up and having scratches all over you when you leave. It was worth it.
Thank you, Coach Campbell, Coach Blackstock. On behalf of the university, we gladly receive the tokens of this championship year. And as Coach Campbell has rightly said, as he said so well, so eloquently in his post-game interview, not only is this a heavenly blessing, but an earthly joy, and it's our privilege to share it with you today. Would you please put your attention on the screen? We're going to celebrate the end of the game together, and then we'll be dismissed to the little gym, and there we'll have a reception for all of these wonderful young ladies and coaches.
Seconds to go. Oklahoma City come back so many times. This is Doe. Double teamed, almost stolen. 35 seconds left. This is Johnson. She had the last one. Lost it. Saved it. 11 on the shot clock. They wanted a travel. They didn't get it. Johnson gets the bank shot. 65-63. Union does not have to shoot, but they got to get it down the floor. Richardson with Daniels. She'll work it down the floor. Richardson. Henson. 12 seconds. Elliott. 10 seconds. 9. The foul finally with 8 seconds left.
That was very uncharacteristic of this Oklahoma City team. They let them work about 10 extra seconds off. I can understand not fouling right away. You want to try to get a steal on the pressure. But when the ball got over half court, they should have immediately fouled. That's a big mental error. It cost them about 10 seconds. If Daniels can hit these, that could be the difference in the ball game.
Well, the big one is the front end. You don't want to leave them on opening for a closing three with 8 seconds left. 65-63. Ina Daniels from Lowell, Massachusetts, who actually did an audition with Point Loma Nazarene. They looked at her and they said that she just really didn't show them anything. She ended up playing AAU basketball. Some former Lady Bulldogs saw her and they coached her and they told Mark Campbell, you got to take a look at her. Union will bring everybody back on defense. What drama, 8 seconds to go. This is either going to be icing on the cake or it's going to be heartbreak. And Oklahoma City has broken tons of hearts in this tournament. Daniels. Everything rides on the championship for both teams right here. 8 seconds to go. Let's watch. Yes! This one is huge.
Union University is the national champion!